Well, Brother Jeremy, thank you so much for calling in, man. I'm sorry that you went through that. But
hey, man, look where I'm at now telling you about it, so it's worth, you know.
Shout out the pod real quick so everybody else can fuck with it, man.
That's the Frocast every Friday on all DSPs, man. Me and my wife, Queen Germ, and my producer, Be Easy, man. You know, we on nappyafro.com. That's what we do, man.
Jeremy, I'm going to let you go before Jacqueline, because Jacqueline got about 8-9 things she got to Google. Yes.
All right. So,
hey, tell your wife I said hi.
I will. Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, Roy, man. Great show. Man.
Respect, man. Thank you, Pam.
All right. Thank you.
Nappy Afro, what's up with it, man? Comedian Roy with you and your prank call, Sullivan's on TDS, all that. Listen, send me a check. Yeah, you know, don't play this mix till I get a check from y'all. I need a check from y'all. Let's just go ahead and say, I figured $340 ought to cover everything I just said. I know y'all had Killer Mike call in and everything, 8 times in the house. So this Alabama representing one time, man. Big up, Nappy Afro.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One time rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you no content having podcasters, biting off the next man podcast, stealing the next man swag on a podcast. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We are on them all. I was just doing a little search on the podcast readers out there. I'd be damned if we ain't on all them motherfuckers. It's some shit I ain't never heard of that we on, but goddamn it, so that means we out there. Don't forget, we also have a voicemail we can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you can get behind-the-scenes exclusive content and get early access to shows for as little as a dollar and get shouted out on the show like our latest Patreon, Mr. or Mrs. Jonathan Red. So shout out to Jonathan Red. Thank you for becoming a patron. Appreciate that, showing love. And you could be like Mr. Jonathan Red, get shout out on the show by becoming a patron. Now, if option A, B, or C did not tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's option D? So you retweet it, reblog it, add to your story, tag us in, and when you do it, get shouted out again like 12 Kyle, Corey Dos Equis, Eclectic Discussion, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Ruler Myself, everybody else to show love, man. We appreciate it. Dolomite, Too Much Game, shit. Big Smash. Everybody show love, man. We appreciate that, man. CG24, Texas T. All these people, man. They show love, man. So we should just show love back. I mean, why not listen to a show that shouts you out? Like, come on, man. That's like, how many people get shouted out on shows religiously like we do over here? I don't think too many do it. But all the pandering is out of the way. Gotta know, Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. I see that these states that's supposed to be confirming these votes still coming up short. So, you know, it's just funny to me that y'all wasting the taxpayers' dollars doing some shit that was already done.
These niggas ain't got nothing else better to do, apparently.
No, they got some better shit to do.
Yeah.
Arizona, all these other places, you know.
Yeah, why y'all even giving in to this shit?
Yeah,
y'all
wasting money.
This nigga been president for 9 fucking months.
It's a done deal.
What the fuck? I'd be like, bro, what the hell? You think I'm about to do a job for 9 months?
And y'all finna get me up out of there?
And get me up out of there? Nigga tell me 9 months later, like, yo, bro, we got to tell you that shit was wrong. Yeah. Fuck you, nigga. You going to have to come right see now, me at the end of this four.
Yeah, y'all going to have to change it.
That's what you're going to have to do. Because you're not getting me up out of here after I done did the goddamn job for 9 months,
I mean,
nigga.
You swore me in. I put my hand on the Bible.
All that shit. I didn't put my hand on the Bible. And you know, if you put your hand on the Bible, it's legit.
Is it?
You ain't telling no. It's legit. I mean, I don't understand how we separate church and state, but you put that hand on the Bible, doing it. They just confused.
I mean, especially when you done moved in. Shit, I done moved my shit in here. I just got
to change shit around and change all the toilet seats and every goddamn thing.
My stuff just got out of the box.
I put an insurance machine here because you know Biden old as fuck. He got to have like vitamins on demand and then insure that old ass. He nigga got prune juice. Like niggas used to get apple juice and orange juice. That nigga got prune juice just running freely around that motherfucker. His old ass. Y'all better watch goddamn Sleepy Joe. That nigga old as fuck. Oh, speaking of Sleepy Joe, this is gonna ride. Oh, we can't just ride into the topic because I got to get y'all the Coach Germ update. Well, guys, we had a game Saturday, and as y'all know, I was coaching two teams Saturday, which was my only Saturday that I would be coaching two teams. I was splitting my focus between the peewees and the intermediates, and I realized that if I'm splitting my focus, I'm not really focused. So I said I'm going to have to put my focus onto the peewees, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, they are the future, you know what I'm saying. I got coaches, good coaches in this place with the intermediates, so I can deal with them. Pee-wee game went just how I expected to go. We only had four practices, people. We only had four practices. For us to even be able to field a team in 4 days was fucking amazing. For us to be playing a team that hadn't lost in 3-4 years and only be down 6 points at the half, playing Iron Man football with 13 guys, was amazing. Now, the only thing that happened, we got wore down in that second half. So they beat us, you know, because we were tired. I mean, shit. Like, you can only ask the little niggas to do so much. And I was proud of them for the fight that they put up. But like I said, 4 days of practice playing Iron Man football, that's what it's going to look like. But, you know, this time we're getting a little better. You know what I'm saying? I told the kids we're going to work hard this week, you know what I'm saying, and improve our chances for next week. Because if we took on the best team and we put up a fight, just think what we're going to do to somebody that ain't the best team. And so this week, I'm looking for that dub. I'm going to be honest with you. As far as my assistant coach goes, he showed up to the game. Well, he showed up to practice Friday on our walkthrough. Nigga smelled like liquor. I don't think he was late. He might just smell like liquor Friday. Saturday, game day, he shows up late. Game has already started. He shows up late and he's smelling like liquor. Let me ask you a question. We had a game at 9 in the morning. My nigga, how the fuck you smell like liquor already at 9? Either you was drinking all night or you was up early. And then if you was up early drinking, how the fuck you was late for the game?
He had to get his liquid courage in his system before he had to come and see you.
I guess. It's hard as coaching near the GOAT and have your nerves steady. You know what I'm saying? It's hard, but... You know, either way, he didn't show up for practice today. So, I mean, that's one no call, no show on my watch. You get one more, I already assume you quit. I don't need to see you no more. I'm going to be real with you. I got a no call, no show. I ain't get no message or nothing. Hey, coach, I ain't going to make it today. Let me check my phone before I talk bad about
it. Yeah, check your phone. That's always on.
Let me check my phone before I talk bad about
it. Except for when you put it on.
Oh, damn. He did send me a text message.
See? You talking shit. Don't even got all your facts.
Damn. He sent me a text message. See, I'm glad I checked. So he ain't get a no call, no show. So he still ain't got a no call, no show. But yeah. Uh-oh. To Monday, November 1st. Anyway, that's not none of my business. So yeah, so that, you know, he didn't get the no call, no show. He just said he couldn't make it today. He'll be there tomorrow. So we'll see if he's there tomorrow, and we're going from there. But he already on thin ice with me because you showed up to the game drunk and late. And I don't even smoke before the game. I like to be razor sharp like the RZA when I'm out there. You know what I'm saying?
So you don't smoke before you go to the game.
No.
You want to keep your focus on the kids.
Yes.
And all this here is something that you done figured out.
It works for me because when I'm high, I'm too relaxed. And I don't want to be relaxed out there. I want to be on edge. I want to be a fucking snap away from being a maniac. You see what I'm saying? I can't be relaxed and just be out of nah.
So you divide your focus up with your wife, but you don't think like you should focus on her?
I focus on you too, girl. Mm. I mean, you know, I try to provide you with the best, you know, everything. Yes, yes. Oh. I try. I didn't say I do. I try. But yeah, I mean, we can talk about that for days. See about us next week, man. Hopefully I have better news
on
the Coach Germ update.
It's going to be depressing.
It ain't going to be depressing. I mean, it is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I took over a team in 4 days.
Ain't no excuses, though.
What you mean, no excuses?
I don't need no justification.
So you telling me, you are a professor or a instructor, correct?
I'm a professor.
I mean, I ain't want to say what you did, but you're a professor, right? So you take over a class in the middle of the semester.
And have done it.
No.
And have done it.
For the board, little whatever, a big.
And have done it.
You only give them three classes before they got to take a big test, an exam, a big exam.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher, the instructor before you, didn't teach them shit. So you're basically starting over from day one, and you got 4 days to get them ready for this test. How do you think your students are going to do on this test?
Some are going to rise to the occasion, and others may
not
make it.
Exactly.
That's what it's going to be.
Exactly.
Any day.
And that's my point.
But we ain't going to have no excuses about it.
The excuse is going to be, hey, we did the best we could doing with what we had. Four practices. Football, you need at least goddamn 20 before a game.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Four? I barely know their fucking names. After four practices, I know their names now because, you know, I keep rolling. That's just me. I'm the GOAT. So it happens.
Yeah, that's what you do when you care about something.
I'm passionate about coach football because I'm doing it for free.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what happens when you care about something. But when you don't care about something, you don't pay that much attention. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, so like what? I don't pay much attention to people talking shit about me? No, I don't pay any attention to that. How people feel about me, care about me? You know, no, I don't pay attention to that. My loved ones, yes, I pay attention to them. And you keep acting like you and I in that crew and all that. That's fine. Because if you want me to show you that I don't care, I can show you that I don't care for a day. And you'll be like, oh, so this nigga do care. Because when he showed me he don't care.
I'm just saying, if you want to go that way, I don't think.
I'm not saying.
I don't think we want to have that experiment. We don't.
I'm just saying, like, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You're getting the good me. You're not getting the bad me. So enjoy that. But we have to get to this outline, people, because it's getting late. And Beezy don't like when we send us some show late, because that means he thinks he got to stay up late and do the show. But, you know, that's Beezy, man. He's the
best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really
oh,
is.
Before we get to the show, got to let y'all know, 922, the Comedy Central podcast, Roy Woods Job Fair, it finally aired, and I didn't know. I was listening, and then I got in about 15 minutes in. I was like, that nigga sound like me. Then I said, hold on.
I mean, they said your goddamn name.
Yeah, but I was just like, you know, that's me right there. So go check out Roy's Job Fair, the latest episode. What was the name of it?
Building momentum.
Building momentum.
Yeah, that's
something like that.
It is.
Okay, building momentum. Go check the episode out. Y'all might hear a familiar voice about 10, 12, 13, 14 minutes in. You know what I'm saying?
I want to say it's probably like 18.
Yeah, Beezy put the clip on the site. You can just go to the site and check it out. But,
okay.
You know, go to the man post. You know, give him some love. You might like the show.
I like the show.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the show's pretty good. Like, you know what I'm saying? They talk about it's funny and it's informative. And you know what I'm saying?
But,
you know,
so I liked it. Yeah. That might be one I keep in my little.
Yeah, check it out. You'll like it. Go back and listen to the beginning ones because they go around and talk to people that's hiring their jobs and talk to people who had their worst jobs, first jobs, and scam of the week. So stuff when people used to steal from their jobs and shit like that. Go talk. Check it out. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, I ain't gonna tell on myself.
Yeah. I want, let me show
every job I had.
Don't tell on yourself. You just told on yourself.
I'm saying they don't know what I had.
It don't matter. You just told on yourself. So anybody that know you, that works with you, they're like, oh, this nigga a thief. Oh. Thief. She a thief.
No, I ain't a thief. Ain't no inventory came up short for real.
Speaking of inventories coming up short, I got to know, Queen Germ. With all these mandates being made about getting vaccine to work a job, these NBA players like Kyrie Irving, Andrew Wiggins, LeBron James, just all these, not saying him personally, but, you know, now if you got an NBA check and they say you got to get vaccine, you got to get that vax to keep your job, because some of these niggas, like in the states they live in, like New York, California, they can't work if they ain't vaccinated. So that means...
Ain't vaccinated?
Yeah, if they ain't got vaccinated, I'm sorry. So that means that half of their games, like at home, like let's say if you're a Clipper or Warrior or whatever, Laker, King, you can't play in the home games because you ain't got that the jab. So Queen Germ, for the money that these NBA niggas are getting, and let me let you know, just for the record, Kyrie Irving, let's look up Kyrie Irving contract. I mean, I know what the answer is. I know what you're going to say.
You don't.
Oh, I don't?
You always trying to think you know me, but you don't.
Let's see. Kyrie Irving contract. That man, he signed a 4-year deal worth $136 million. So, which means that $136 million is guaranteed. His average salary is $34 million a year. Are you getting the jab or not?
No, because clearly if they are able to get this money guaranteed and that's not in there, because that stipulation wasn't in his contract because we weren't in the pandemic then. Mm. So that means that now they're coming up with some new terms and I ain't got to sign a new contract till that time comes.
It ain't over to 2023.
Okay, and so hopefully we'll be out of this. Mm. And even if not, if you manage your money properly and you got some of your money working for you and then, you know, you able to come up off of it, it may not even be a big deal if this the way you got to go out. This the way
if you feel
feel that strongly about it.
Because a couple of players,
a regular ass person, it'd be more likely for the niggas who making $50,000 to $100,000 to say, "Go ahead and give it to me," because I can't afford to miss no check. Mm. So my job come and tell me this today, they probably got me, because I don't have a choice. Mm. But a nigga making millions.
You seen what the meme said? If you got that vaccine, that means you crack under pressure. That means you snitching.
And they might be.
So, but yeah, when they start levying nigga jobs over their head, because you see New York just put today, the state of New York, all healthcare workers have to be vaccinated. So a lot of them are going to lose their jobs. The ones that's going to stand fast. And, you know, they say they seen a lot of people rushing going to get it last night. You at least got to get the first shot or something. Like they gave you like 30 days to get it. So it's cracking down. California, New York, like the first two states that mandated it for like their healthcare workers and shit like that, and just the work period in the state. So it's going to be a rough one.
I mean, but I just don't understand how you figure that. I mean, like they put up numbers today saying that 71% of black people got the vaccine.
They said 77% of America vaccines. So
they said Latinos, I think, might have been like at 74. White people were at 70.
They just gave the Latinos anything. I'm like. Latino think they trying to get them out of here. So they're like, yeah, give me that.
If I can stay.
You get deported if you don't take it. Oh, no. Hey, jab.
I'm done. So that's why I'm just like, you know.
Hey.
I mean, because my thing is if every race that you reported on is at least 70%, then we have met herd immunity. So why are we still carrying on about
the vaccine? Because they said it's basically the job has been thrown on the unvaccinated to stop this damn disease.
But it's not.
It's this virus.
But the thing I'm trying to understand is this, and it's simple.
We're not anti-vaxxers, by the way. I don't want anybody to think that.
I mean, we whatever you want to be. Yeah. Whatever you want to be, that's what we for.
We're not telling nobody not to do it. We just chose not to do it.
I'm just saying, make it make sense.
Yeah. That's all I want.
Because a lot of people who you're saying did not get the vaccine have beat COVID.
Yes. I beat COVID. No need for me to get the vaccine.
Better than get the vaccine, because the vaccine is only one piece of the virus.
I did my research one night.
If I had the entire virus, because that's what I encountered when I had COVID, meaning I've seen the entire thing. So if my body has seen the entire thing, every piece of it, I can recognize when I see it again. You only have the spike protein, so therefore, that's just a piece of it. So to me, count all of it. So don't count me as just saying I ain't get the vaccine. Count me as somebody who's had COVID and beat it, and therefore I'm better than those who had the vaccine.
Yes.
So don't come at me like, oh, you ain't get the vaccine. Because half of y'all niggas who holler about whether you had the vaccine or not, y'all have all had COVID at this point. You may not have had the symptoms, so you didn't go get tested in that time. So if you did go get tested one time, you never got a positive test result. But at this point, if you have left your house since March of 2020, you done had COVID. It's just that simple.
Yeah. So
the best thing, no way you could say that you did.
So the best thing to do out there is strengthen your immune system, people. If you, regardless if you're vaccinated or not, strengthen your immune system. That's your best chance of beating it. Or fighting it off, because your body is a self-healing organism. Trust in it. Trust in science. Trust in the Lord. That's what that man said on the commercial. He said, trust in science. Trust in the Lord. I said, nigga.
Don't do that.
That's what he said. That's what
he
said.
I mean, they go together most of the time.
Yeah, but yeah. So that's all we want to know. Like, I mean, I ain't going to front. It depends on how deep I was in that contract. Like, if I was in year one of that shit, y'all be like, man, go ahead and stick me, bro. But if I was
saying, if it ain't gonna fuck up your money, it don't matter.
Yeah, you're right though, because it is a guarantee. That money say guaranteed. I ain't did nothing
to mess that up. Like, you can't go and put new stipulations on it. The contract is what the contract is.
If it's a guarantee and I get all that, bro, we good. Make sure you see me every Tuesday with my money, nigga. I'm not playing, nigga. Even if I gotta say, no, it's a guarantee, nigga.
It's a guarantee. Like, the most I can do for y'all is get these tests.
Matter of fact, you don't got to pay me for the home games. You good.
No, you I'll be give on the road, my nigga. All my motherfucking money. You will give me all my money because it's mine.
If I got hurt, I still get paid.
Exactly. So I'm going to take these COVID tests
and
make sure I'm good before I'm around the people. But that's all I'm doing.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
And like I said, the regular people is the ones who going to have to just, have to bow down if it's anything to be done. Because like I said, now I ain't getting it unless the people tell me, hey,
you got to lose your job.
Yeah. But
damn, they got threatening. Hey, Biden look like old nigga that say that shit now. Hey,
well, when they whipping people on the horses and stuff, shit.
That's y'all president though. That's who y'all voted for. Remember that. Don't blame me.
It's a whole lot of people you vote for. Y'all got to stop doing it.
I'm just
saying.
It's
a whole lot of people you vote for. You roll with until they turn on you. Hey. I don't know this motherfucker.
He turned on you from the beginning.
I don't know him.
Remember, him and Kamala couldn't stand each other during the debates. They was just throwing, she called this nigga a racist. And then he hated her, she hated him. And next thing you know, we did it, Joe. I'm like, y'all don't see this bullshit? Like, these two niggas don't like each other.
All of them are bullshitters.
That's what I'm just saying.
And that's just what it is.
We're not a political show at all.
I mean, you good in how you can't have your
Let's go ahead and get into the funnies. Let's get back into the funnies, man. All right. So, listen. Now, let's just imagine if you had 12 cal or eclectic money. Now, I told y'all, these are two richest niggas I know.
Okay.
If you had 12 cal and eclectic money, these are the top 10 most expensive cities in the United States.
Okay.
So, we continue the top 10 list. This week, we're doing the most expensive cities in the U.S., the top 10. So you got to have 12 cal or eclectic money to live here.
Okay.
And number 10, we got Miami, Florida. Number 9, Los Angeles, California. Number 8, San Diego, California. Number 7, San Jose, California. Number 6, Oakland, California.
Oh, God.
Number 5, Washington, D.C. One of those rich guys I said lives in around that area.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 4, Boston, Massachusetts. Number 3, Honolulu, Hawaii. Number 2, San Francisco, California. And the number 1 most expensive city in the United States is New York City, New York.
Your favorite.
Yeah. So, Queen Germ, assuming you had 12 cal or eclectic money, that might be a new segment.
Okay.
Which top 3 cities would you live in?
Because I love the chocolate city, like I do, I'm going to have to say D.C. would be up there. I love L.A. I only been there once, but I enjoyed the time that I was there. So LA would be on my list. And last but definitely not least, I would say Miami.
Okay. My top three would be Oakland, California, Los Angeles, California. No. Oakland, San Diego, and we'll say LA.
Okay.
My bottom three, what's your bottom three?
My bottom three would definitely be Honolulu. I guess I ain't got nothing against Hawaii because I ain't never been there, but still. I don't think that's somewhere I would be really trying to go to.
7 hours ahead of us, or five, there's some crazy shit behind us.
If I can't go with you, I guess I can't go to New York City.
We can go. I just have no desire.
And Boston.
Yeah, my top three for not wanting to live there would be New York, Boston, and Honolulu. Because who the fuck want to live in Boston, Massachusetts? Shout out to Gerard in Boston. So, yeah, man. Since we did the richest cities, most expensive, you know what's coming up next week. The poorest cities. That's what, hey, bro, listen. Content, we got content coming out our butt cheeks. We got to sleep on our stomachs so we don't mess up our sheets.
My goodness.
You know what I'm saying?
My goodness.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
So we'll see y'all next week with another top 10. So, Queen Germ, I got to know, is this hating? All right.
If you got to ask, it is.
TikTok influencer admits to snitching on strippers to the IRS. To Irwin R. Shyster. That's who he's snitching to. So it says, TikTok creator Ethan Kaiser put people on a new get money scheme. They're reporting people to the IRS whistleblower office for not paying taxes can get you 30% of what they owe. Whoa. Hold up. Hold the fuck up. So you telling me? Okay, let me keep reading first before I get excited. Is that Kaiser reported Las Vegas dancer Rosalia's video in which she showed off how much money she made in 3 days. You know, she said, this is the girl in the video. She said, what a weekend looks like as a Vegas stripper, Rosalia said while playing Bia's whole lot of money in the background. She wrote out her grand total on a whiteboard, $33,700 in 3 days. I just happened to have a really good night on the third night, she tells Rolling Stone. So it went viral. Her video garnered 48 million views. Eventually, the entertainer began to notice people leaving comments that they would report her to the IRS. Some even said they robbed her. But what really caught her attention was Kaiser, who had reposted her video and tipped off viewers. In his repost, he included a screenshot of the IRS whistleblower office and said, it's business, baby.
Awesome.
Rosalina's video was part of a popular trend, stripper talk. Kaiser encourages his followers to report women on stripper talk to the IRS. He also assumes that exotic dancers do not pay taxes. He went as far as to include a detailed guide for how to snitch and urged his followers to go to Instagram and search stripper-related hashtags to find someone flexing cash. Also in his video, he claims to earn $60,000 a month from snitching on exotic dancers to the IRS, but he did not provide evidence to Rolling Stone supporting his claim. This is a whole new trend of snitching, considering most are secretive about telling, but he's apparently created a following among other aggrieved men on TikTok.
They mad because they ain't getting no pussy. That's just that simple. Because you tell me, if you really had it going on, you enjoying your life, you doing what you're doing, why is it that you calling the IRS on anybody? Mm. Like, I don't give a damn if you selling dope, pussy, whatever. I ain't calling the people on you. That's dumb.
Yo,
that's so lame as fuck. You done got excited because you could get 30% of whatever the damn people.
Hey, so you telling me all I gotta do is call it?
See, that's what I'm saying. Niggas ain't
shit. Bro, what's wrong with that? So you telling me the strippers be doing them the ones that they be causing us niggas to do this crazy shit?
No,
y'all broke niggas can't get no pussy. Y'all niggas
you
broke.
You ain't got no business.
I'm doing this for the niggas out there in the streets. I'm not doing this for King Germ. King Germ is a happily married man. I have a lovely woman at home that don't have to worry about none of these shenanigans. I'm talking about the fellas that's out there in
they
the
need
wild
to go get a
right
goddamn
now.
Job.
The fellas that's in there in
get
the wild.
Get a job. Get a second
stripper
job.
To get a job then.
You shouldn't pay her. If you weren't paying her to take her damn clothes off, she would have to
get
a job.
Listen, why don't she pay her? You pay your taxes, right?
I don't want to.
All right, then.
If there was a way that I didn't have to.
Okay.
I would pay them bitches.
She
either.
Need to pay her fucking taxes. Listen,
I'm all for the people getting over.
Hey, I'm with the whistleblower. I need that phone number to the whistleblower office. We about to get some flexing. We about to do this.
No, it ain't.
So I want to know, is that snitching?
Yes.
How's that snitching?
Come on, nigga. That ain't your business.
She not paying her taxes.
Okay, let the government do their job. They can go and be on the hunt for this shit. They can go and figure out who paying taxes and who not paying taxes. That ain't your job.
You got a nine to five that you don't have fucking do.
So you tell me why the hell you stealing the government money if you running around here, you work for somebody and you ain't half damn doing your job.
Pay your fair
but
share.
You ain't worried about that shit.
I need to see your tax ID. I need to see your. They need to make strippers' books open records.
So we can check to make sure checks and balances.
It's certain jobs. Your job open record. They know how much you make.
They know how much All right,
then. So why a stripper? We need to know how much you made, ma'am.
No, you don't.
Yes. No, yes. Don't. We need to know. So make strippers books open records or the whistleblower office. I don't have no problem with that.
Yeah, because you ain't shit.
I'm just saying I want you to do your diligence. I want you to pay your fucking 10% just like I'm paying mine.
That ain't y'all paying. We paying way more. I'm paying way more than
10%. What 10, 20, whatever.
Y'all supposed to get 10 to the Lord, and y'all getting.
Well, see, the Lord ain't getting there. I need to let him know.
See what I'm saying? Don't even say them things.
Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Things. I'm saying, look, Jesus.
Just stop right there.
Jesus.
God forgive him.
I need to know, Jesus. I need your books open too.
God forgive him.
Where this 10? Where this money I've been sending you for years?
He's giving it back. Give it back to you. Pressed down, shaking together, running over.
It's all coming back to you. That's all I'm saying, Jesus. Like, look,
blessing you. I need to see your books too.
I need to see your books.
Jesus' book is closed until judgment day.
See, that's how they get you. Just like that preacher said, that's why Jesus ain't came back yet. He angry. You ain't giving enough. Yeah, I said, what? He said, yeah, that's why I wouldn't come back either. He said, you're not giving like you're supposed to. I'm like,
people
what?
Ain't giving. They not giving.
Yeah, and I told you, church is in trouble. In 20 years, church is going to be, when these old people that's in there now, the people that's like our parents' age and shit, after that generation, what church gonna look like? Our generation ain't shit in the church. Them niggas, them the ones that's fucking all the parishioners and shit. They fucking everybody. The pastor just can't keep his dick in his pants. Young pastor, like, you go to your church, your pastor in his 40s, he fucking something in that church. I'm gonna be real with you. And it ain't just his wife. Especially these niggas got single pastors and shit. What? Are you fucking crazy?
Don't do that.
Nigga.
It's some good people in the world.
And it's some terrible ones. Now I'm just letting you know.
And you wonder why I don't trust people.
Hey, trust me. Let's move on to the next one, man. So I don't know, man. That ain't snitching to me.
That's snitching.
I'm looking up the whistleblower line. If this nigga said $60,000 a month for just telling on some niggas, some strippers, and
you ain't gonna have that money longer. That's why the people paying you so much money, because they know your ass finna get popped.
What you mean?
Just know that. Just know that.
You gotta be careful the one you tell on. They don't.
You gonna get got. Know that. Because you out here bragging, telling a nigga, I done got money.
I wouldn't be the bragging type.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'd be on the low. They'd be like, yo, what the nigga Germ do for a living? I'd be like, yo, I just go to work every day and get dope. Stay low, stay the fuck out of trouble.
Hell yeah.
I'm telling them all you Insta-thighs, flash them cash. Let me see that damn money damn thing today. I'm telling the motherfucker. You stay your ass.
That's all you gotta do is get one. Ain't nobody else gonna fall for it no more. Ain't nobody gonna be the shit gonna dry.
You ain't gonna know who I am.
Like I said, the people ain't posting that shit no more. I don't blame them.
They posting all these trips to Dubai and all this stuff. They get money.
Y'all was okay when the niggas was stealing the money from the government. Hey. So why the hell y'all is mad?
Hey, they getting caught too.
They ain't getting caught. Them people ain't nothing happening to them.
Shit.
Nothing.
Oh, all right. The PPP people, they coming down on them niggas now. They throwing out extra. Hey, people, they saying it's another PPP round coming. Don't trust that shit, y'all. Y'all stay the fuck away from that PPP. Listen, if you took the people money and you ain't start a fucking business with it, your ass is in trouble.
I'm going to get the next check. I ain't getting the
You better start a business with the motherfucking money they give you so you have something to show them. If you ain't got no goddamn business, you took that money and you blew that shit on a goddamn charger or a trip to Tulum or goddamn Vegas, Miami, Rolling Loud, nigga, your ass in trouble. They gonna get your motherfucking ass.
I better go on and start my business now. Yeah. So I can go on and be legit.
Speaking of legit, Queen Jordan, you remember going to school? I gotta watch who I'm talking to. I forgot. She was very privileged.
I ain't no
privilege. Did you eat school lunch when you was
in
school?
Yes, we did eat school lunch.
Oh, okay.
Because my auntie worked at the Dern cafeteria at one of the schools I was at.
I had to ask because, you know, you might have been like, no, I bought my lunch.
We took our lunch to school some days, but, yeah, we had food. School lunch when we went to school was the bomb.
Yes.
I don't give a damn what nobody saying.
Do you see what these kids are eating in school now?
It's garbage.
Some photo of some school lunches hit the airways the other day, and I was fucking disgusted. Because I remember
worse than prison food.
I used to look forward to school lunch.
The sugar cookie was my favorite.
The motherfucking, like, we used to have this pan cookie in the lunchroom.
Yes.
And the lady would, like, she'd cut it into squares. It'd basically be like a cookie brownie, but it was all cookie.
Yeah.
And it was so soft, and, man, let me tell you, them things was delicious. School food used to be good. String beans used to be gas. Everything. All the little vegetables.
The chicken fingers and the macaroni and cheese. The school pizza.
The school pizza.
The freaking bomb.
The rectangular one.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I ain't really like the octagon one with the cheese, with the yellow cheese. You know, they had one shaped like an octagon.
I guess.
Yeah, I ain't like that one.
Well, the only one we used, I remember, was square.
Yeah.
The rectangle.
Yeah, the rectangle one.
It was good.
Yes, sir. And then I mean, we got to high school. They got like a premium one. There was like a big slide. I was like, man, y'all niggas ain't slick. Then the chicken sandwiches used to be the bomb. Like when we got to high school, we had a premium chicken. It was like, oh shit.
And then once we got in high school, we started having Papa John's and Chick-fil-A. So
think about this, kids. If you grew up in the '80s, you went to school in the '80s and the '90s. You ate pizza every day for 4 fucking years.
And it was good.
Maybe that's why I don't like pizza now, because I ate it every day. Because, you know, middle school, that you really didn't have no choice. You
pizza
know what I'm
saying? Pizza is something that I would never get tired of.
And when you got to high school, you was like, hold on, I can get pizza and fries every day?
I'm getting pizza and fries.
I'm getting pizza and french fries every day. And so I was looking at these little pictures, and I talked to my kids about their school lunches, and I cried for them.
I mean, we have gone to the so-called...
And didn't eat a goddamn thing.
The day that you're supposed to be out there with the Thanksgiving meal, and the Thanksgiving meal looked like slop, so...
I mean, because one, they got to deal with so many fucking diets these days, and that's fucking ridiculous, because back in our day...
You ain't had no diet.
Ain't no motherfucking peanut allergy, nigga. Like, we ain't had none of that shit. Like, where did these peanut allergy niggas come from? We ain't had this shit back in the day. Everybody had set food, and like we ain't had no goddamn vegan options, nigga. You had a salad up there if you wanted it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Fruit,
but nigga, you ate what the fuck was out there. Yeah. If you ain't eat like beef or whatever, you just gave your burger away to somebody. Yeah. They didn't change the whole school food
because
for
of
one
you.
Nigga.
Because it's just one or two of y'all.
Yeah. Like,
and I don't even give a damn. Like, even if you did have salads, you could have salads out there. If that's what you want to give, but the shit got to be fresh lettuce. Y'all can't be giving nobody no wilted shit.
I mean, this shit is terrible. Like, I looked at the picture of this food. I don't know what this was.
It's disgusting.
I don't know what this was that was on this loaf. It was like a flat piece of, I don't know. They said it was supposed to be a cheesesteak or some shit.
It's nasty. And then the kids don't even want to eat
Kids do not like eat because the food is so inedible. It's terrible.
You're better off giving them the stuff that you would get off the free lunch truck, which is the sandwich, the fruit, the milk, and some juice.
Yeah, just go back to giving them that shit, because that shit y'all be trying to serve them.
Now,
I don't know what initiative y'all went with and who y'all getting this food from.
It was supposed to have been a healthy something, but that stuff there can't even come from the prison food supply place.
That shit terrible. I mean, I've seen better, like you said, shit in a prison film.
Yes.
Than that.
And I mean, the last time I was in there, I know that stuff that I've seen, it looked edible. So I don't understand how the school churn can't get what the inmates get.
I'm not even going to ask her why you was eating in the jail, but...
That was before your time.
No, hey. Don't even answer that. Jesus. This nigga had a picnic at the jail. Well, Queen Jern was heavy into the game. You sitting there had a picnic with a nigga in jail. He fixed you some jail food, or they had trays or some shit. Tell the story. Let's hear it.
I mean, they had food. I mean, the thing is, it's like mostly vending machine food.
I thought you had like a tray or something. Yeah, they had bought out trays. It was family day or something. You went and seen them, and y'all took the little obligatory picture with him.
We did. I got the picture still. I'll show it to you.
Yeah, I want to see this picture because I'm a brown fuck out this shit. You show me this picture. That shit gone. So you better not have it because it's gone as soon as I see it.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, that shit gonna get burned the
fuck up. So why is it that I have to understand how women can come in within 6 feet of my husband, but I can't even have a picture
of your past
that happened long time ago?
Why would you be holding, nigga?
I got pictures of the people I went to the prom with, junior and senior year.
Yeah, and I told your mom last time I was at your house. I said, Miss Johnson, that picture got to come down. Yeah, I told her that.
No, so, you didn't. You didn't watch. Tell my mama that.
Oh, watch.
Oh, my God.
And I bet by, that's my dog. That's my dog. And I bet by the next time I come to that house, that picture's not going to be around. She's going to put it somewhere else. But I say,
you got to get up off the bookshelf.
Got to go.
Oh, Lord.
Got to go.
So that's how you show me that you love me? By sneaking behind my back and tell my mama
that's
that
not sneaking behind
pictures
your back.
From high school I got to get rid of? That's memories. That's my existence.
Okay. Well, you have existence. It could be a memory. You could put it back there in the brain, store shit in your brain.
Uh-huh.
That's where you stored it.
I didn't have a need for it to be there. My mama done had it.
Okay, and I told her that. Yeah, I say there's no need for that to be out here. Let's get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? Yes, let's go. Yes. So, I know... My dog, she'll have it taken care of by the time I get,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, she likes you.
Yeah, I know she does. So, she cares about my feelings. You know
what
I'm saying? Oh,
yeah, she cares about
she cares about my feelings, yes. You know.
She definitely does.
Let me have some old shit from, this is from.
But at whose house?
Just here. Just have it.
It won't be here.
Why? Why not?
It won't be here.
Why not?
Why would it?
Is that what I'm saying? Did you
go to the prom?
I'm just saying anything. It could be a prom. It could be some old underwear or something. I was like, yeah.
Some girl drawers.
Yeah, like let's just say if I had a pair of them. Like that's what I would say.
So that means you don't want to be in this relationship.
What you mean? What you mean I want to be in a relationship? This is from my past.
Sir.
This is just a moment of time.
I don't have nothing personal of a man's.
You have a picture. You got a picture from a nigga with you in jail. That's personal.
It was drawn. It was hand drawn.
Oh, and now it was hand drawn, so it got even more feeling.
Yeah.
So who drew this picture? He did?
No, whoever the artist was that
he drew y'all picture. Yeah. You was there that long for him to draw the picture.
Yeah.
Jesus, he must have been good. I definitely want to see that so I could burn that shit. I definitely want to see that. That definitely getting burnt though. A hand-drawn picture. You holding on to memories of you at the jail for it. Hey, a nigga like me ain't never been to jail, but she got a picture of something.
And you better not go, because I'm
shit,
out.
Look at that. That should turn you on right there. Like, yes, finally, nigga.
I don't want
finally, it, you got that dash in your name. I really want it, not the.
Yes. Exactly. 679-2.
But yeah, man.
2-1.
I feel bad for these kids today. We got to do something about it. We got to get these kids better food. Because, like I said, we have so many memories of the cafeteria and the food.
That was the bomb.
Like, so these kids are not going to have that. They
don't eat that. Nobody's eating any of this.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel bad for them. They're not going to have that lunchroom memory that we are sitting up here having in our fucking.
I mean, it was the best.
Yes. It was fucking. Like, it was.
Ever.
I just didn't even see a year when I could go off campus. I was like, fuck that. I'm staying here.
Yeah.
Going off campus is way too expensive. I get full as hell in the lunchroom for $3. And you tell me I need to go to Burger King, spend $4 or $5 for a burger, fry, and drink.
And get in line. And be,
and be late. And have to, you know, it's still the same amount of time and all that. It's not as cool as you think it is.
It's not. Because
I mean, you got to come
it
back.
Once or twice.
Yeah.
But
it ain't that. It was overrated. And then when, like, but now you could call ahead, have your food ordered, you just go pick it up and be. It's not like now. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, sucks for y'all young kids, man. I mean, if you got children, go eat lunch with them one day. See what the fuck we talk about. Or just ask your kids about the school lunch.
I mean, no, you need to go.
Yeah.
You need to go. Because if they see a few more parents in there, they might be
shaming that shit. Yeah, they might tighten up. Because I think a lot of these parents don't give a fuck. They think the kids just, you're just picky. You don't want to eat anything. No, mom, this shit we can't.
Edible.
Look at this shit. Nobody's eating
this
shit.
The only thing that's halfway decent is the breakfast. Because that's like a granola bar or something.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, it's like
breakfast. We used to get the biscuit, the little donut.
Stuff like that, yeah.
The juice.
Donut.
Yeah. They had breakfast pizza. That shit was fucking amazing. Nigga had egg.
I never had that.
They had, like, egg, cheese, bacon on the little, like, man.
Like
that's
a pizza.
Oh, my. It was
but
so.
But see, because even with them donuts,
so
I don't believe we
good.
Had that. I never had that until you gave me those.
Super donut? What?
Yeah. I don't think I ever had
them
that before.
Used to be warm, and boy, they get to you in the morning. Boy, you go to the breakfast, that's all they give you sometimes, a donut and a juice. Or a biscuit and donut and juice. But you always had the damn donut, nigga. And that shit be warm, nigga. You bust that thing over, boy. Be, whoa.
Super so that's what I'm saying. Like, breakfast, you can't really mess that up. So, like, the kids can get, like, whatever kind of bar or whatever and some juice, milk, whatever they're giving them in the morning. But then by lunchtime, they hungry. And
hell
they should not have to eat
fucking
that garbage.
Starving. Then they say, this is the only meal most of the kids get. Man, so if you see a kid in these lunchrooms eating this fucking shit, that's the nigga that you need to check on.
Thank you. Because they
ain't
is
eating.
Fucked up.
Yeah, he know, like, yo.
Life is really rough.
I better eat this fucking shit.
Because so I ain't going to have no nutrients.
And y'all, and I still found out, y'all. Free lunch is still free lunch. Regular lunch is about $3 now. It is. And reduced lunch is still 40 cents, y'all. Still 40 cents. Reduced lunch has been 40 cents forever. And that shit is still 40 fucking cents. How the hell the full price of lunch going up?
But the reduced
lunch
is
still 40. Nah, that reduced need to be up to about $1 now.
Yeah, $1.
At least get $1 from these niggas. Because I used to be like, bruh, the reduced lunch nigga be like, oh, my lunch is just 40 cents. I'm like, that's better than the free lunch nigga. Because, you know, you look at the free lunch, like, ah, that nigga get food stamps. You know what I'm saying? He get free lunch. But then the reduced lunch nigga, like, you in the middle ground. Like, yeah. You paying 40 cents.
Well, we paid full price, and it was.
Yes, I hated it. When I moved to my grandma, man, I switched that from free lunch to. I was like, man, what the fuck?
And my daddy used to give us our lunch money on Monday mornings. Everybody get their little sandwich bag on the table. And my daddy said, if you done ate it on Monday, that's your ass.
Some days I used to go put my money on the books. You know, it depends if I made it to the lunchroom before I gamble my money away in the damn rolling dollars, playing tunk or whatever like that. Oh, my God. Like, I used to be like, oh, shit.
And then daddy mess around and hit the number and give us some extra money, and we could get ice cream. I'd be like, oh, yes, I get lunch and ice cream.
Yeah, man, that seems to be the bomb. That seems to be the lick, though,
the
man.
The good old days.
Just remember your old lunchroom. Shout out to all the lunch ladies and out there.
Yeah, all the head net win.
The real lunch ladies, not these fake ass lunch ladies they got now, man. Yeah. I'm talking about ladies that took time
and cooked the food,
knew your name and all that stuff. You'd be like, oh shit, you know, you had a mean lunch lady sometime. You'd be like, oh man. So you know, that's what's up. They made sure all
Vicky
the kids ate back in, huh?
My aunt Vicky.
Okay, that's what's up. She looked like a lunch lady. Uh-huh. She looked like a lunch lady. She looked like
cut up all the time.
Well, this is another section that's gonna make Queen Germ. You know, I hope it's be funny, man. I hope she knows just lighthearted. So I need to know, Queen Germ, what old celeb would you have dated in their younger days? Like, you see, they old now, but you look at their younger pictures. Who would you have dated off their younger pictures?
Off the younger pictures?
Yeah.
Denzel Washington. I mean, he's an older man. Same. No.
I mean, this is your choice, not mine.
You saying like when he was a younger man?
I'm like, he looks the same. I'm like, Denzel ain't aged. So? Yeah, that nigga ain't aged.
He
look older, but he still look like, you know, he don't look, you know. But go ahead, though. So Denzel.
I'm trying to think about somebody who I really think is attractive, though. Denzel is like the only person that I really.
What about Joe Clark?
No.
What about
Denzel is my person.
What's Joe Clark's real name? Morgan Freeman. That's
Morgan
name
Freeman.
No. Okay, I ain't mean to call him Joe Clark. That man's done too much for me just to call this man Joe Clark. Well, I tell you, boy, we ain't shit over here, boy.
I mean, who you like?
Gladys Knight, definitely. I saw a younger picture of her. I said, whoa, she was a fox.
I bet.
Aretha Franklin was all right. Well, she had too much trouble going on when she was younger. So I'm going to have to, but she looked all right. Shaka Khan, definitely, when she was younger. Who else? Patti LaBelle. Yeah. Throw her in there. Yeah. I ain't going to go with the Lena Horne because, you know, that's the light skin thing. I think that was just
but
like.
Now James Earl Jones, I think I would talk to him.
Young James Earl Jones.
I think so. His voice is sexy. Like, that would get me all
the
way.
You just like the Mufasa voice.
That would get me 100%. I think that's somebody I would want to have on my list.
Man, y'all wouldn't give James Earl Jones no pussy back in the day, man.
I would.
Man, them girls was fronting on that nigga, bro. He wanted to be a thespian and all that shit. They was like, yo, why this nigga talk like this? That old deep voice ass young
nigga. I mean, now he, like, that nigga said, probably that voice was 9. But I'm telling you, that voice was getting him plenty of coochie. I don't care what nobody say. It's something about
still
it.
Still alive?
It's a science thing. They said, like, with the vibrations and the tones of the voice, a lot of people are attracted to people.
Oh, did he pass? I don't know.
I think he has passed.
Because something about Coming to America.
Yeah, that they didn't finish. I mean, like, the movie was whatever because he was no longer here.
James Earl Jones got to still be alive.
He is.
Come on,
you
man.
You think so?
Let's check
it. Let's check it out.
Fact check. Is James Earl Jones still alive?
And he is.
Thank God.
Because they ain't got no dead on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, okay, good.
He said 90, he 90 years old.
Thank God, James Earl Jones
so
still
God
alive.
Bless his soul. So that means
yes, knock on wood.
Yeah, God bless him. But he looked like, yeah, I would have dated him for sure.
Oh, man, let's see.
Although he looked like he got a white son. But.
Okay, okay. Since they said we're younger, what old celebrity you would date as is right now?
Yeah, he got a white wife. That just hurt my feelings. But course,
man, I told y'all black girls weren't checking for him back in the day, man. Damn, I told you.
Okay, whatever.
Ronald Isley, he too old for you. He trying to look young and shit.
Denzel Washington.
Okay. James Earl Jones. You get old James Earl Jones.
Nah.
So how you fucking you'll fuck with young James Earl but not old James Earl?
Cause that ain't he look like somebody daddy, granddaddy now, great granddaddy now.
He probably is. He 90.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that don't sit well with my spirit. So no. Okay. Denzel Washington, he could get it.
Okay.
Who your old lady that you could give it?
Old lady right now, Oprah Winfrey probably.
Oh my God.
Gail. Let's see. Nasty. I'm not nasty. I'm just saying, old women.
You might as well go on to what you call it, Aretha Franklin and all them too then.
What was that woman that was in what was her name? She was the mama in Shameless. Cause she got a baby by
a white lady?
No, nigga, she the black V mama.
Oh, I don't know.
She got the baby by, because Kev had a baby by her and V at the same time. Vanessa Bell Calloway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, this Bernie, Ernie Hudson, he kind of cute.
Ernie, from Ghostbusters?
If he was on there.
Yeah, that's a black Ghostbuster.
Okay, well, he on my list too.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, who was your old crushes? Or your old crushes when they were younger that you were hollered at, let us know in the comments, man. I know B-Eazy going to say Helen Mirren. B-Eazy. Yeah. Google her. Helen Mirren, M-I-R-R-E-N.
That's some old white lady.
So we're going to go ahead to TV talk.
And she is 76 years old.
We're going to TV Talk. Power, episode 10, season finale happened. What'd you think, Queen Jern?
It just kind of brought your eyes open to the fact that Rock really is about that life. Like, she don't give a damn who she got to deal with. She would dispose of anybody, anything. And it's just that simple. Like, she didn't want to have nothing to do with Symphony no more because she tried to put him in a box and say, you tried to come between me and my son. But at the same time, you don't want nobody to come between you and your son, but you, basically. Because you could do whatever you want to do to the boy. Got him brainwashed into thinking that you would never put him in a bad situation. But now you got the whole city on lock because you done let this boy go and try to kill the police and the nigga ain't dead. Mm. So you got everybody under so much scrutiny, they finna shake the whole city down because of the fact that y'all tried to kill the police officer. Then you got all of this stuff going on with, you know what I'm saying, with your brothers, y'all trying to come up with y'all new scheme or whatever. And it's just sad because, you know, Junk had to tell him. Like, you know, basically you trying to act like your mama so much better than my daddy. But your mama worse than my daddy because she put you in some real shit.
Lying. He like, yeah, your mama asked you to kill the kid, nigga. Jukebox had to let him know.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that was showed how ruthless Rock is and that she sacrificed everybody to get what she wanted, even her son. And Kanan, his stupid ass, ain't he see it? He mm-mm. think he just blindly following his mom. Which,
but that's
the
love that you have for your parents.
Yeah, but it showed that she really don't give a fuck, though. Like, she was willing to, like, because if the cop do leave, he going to say, who shot me? He going to say Kanan.
Yeah.
And so now he's going to be, he got that on his record.
And then you put that man in a situation where he could have got pulled over with your son. Because he in love with you. So he doing it because you asked him to. But all in all, you didn't give a damn about none of them because you didn't go and find your son and go hide him out. Mm. You had everybody else ducking and dodging. And
she had to go
to
the house,
around.
You know, because they were doing the
check. Yeah, whatever. But, I mean, my son, I'm going to make sure the only son I got in this world, The only child I have in this world is a whole lot riding on him. So I would not have left that job to just any old body if I had to go and shave my head and look like a whole nother person.
Well, she's left it to Marvin, but then Marvin got caught up.
Yeah, I understand all that, but you ain't trust Marvin for shit else, but you trust him with the most important person in your life? Mm. Marvin, that wouldn't have been a job for Marvin.
Yeah, because Marvin, he got hemmed up by the police because that white girl told he was trying to conspiracy. They just threw some weak-ass charges. They ain't really got nothing on him because he didn't say nothing. You know, they don't have nothing. They just got her word versus his. So Marvin might skate with that. As far as Lou, he basically...
Lou about to die.
Yeah, Lou said he out the game.
He out the game, and then if nothing else, she'll have him killed if he don't die on his own.
Exactly.
And he bowed on his last leg with that hard breathing he was doing. Mm-hmm. So
then Unique, they got him caught up, you know what I'm saying, because The Rock put everything on him. She put, like I said, the plan in place to tell the police that there was going to be an attack on a cop, and then it happened, and so everybody's looking for Unique. But like we said, the cop is living, so we don't know who he said shot him. But we're going to find out on the next season of Power. How'd you feel about the season? It was, you know.
I mean, it was all right. It gave what it was supposed to have given.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. It was it was a good spinoff for season one. I like to see where they're going to go from this. I like I said, I suspect the Tommy story is next. You know what I'm saying? Before that'll be the next Power we get. So we'll see how that goes. And, you know, like I said, I was okay with this season. I wasn't upset about it or nothing. It was all right.
Yeah. I mean, it was all
right. I had to get used to the kid talking like, you know what I'm saying? You know what, Mom, why you always asking me to do this? Mom, but I'm your son. Mom, what? 50 didn't start talking like that till he got shot, okay? That's when he got shot. He started talking like that. He wasn't.
You know, you could do some. You could help the people get.
He wasn't talking like that before he got shot and had to. You know, come on, that's the only thing. So.
Yeah, I didn't even pay that no attention.
Yeah.
I just was like, oh yeah, that's how 50 Cent talk now. Nah, so I didn't think about it.
Yeah, that's when he got shot up like that. So.
Oh yeah, now he's remember sexy. He had his
mouth wide shut. He
put him on my list.
What, 50?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Definitely. I mean, if you like all that, you know, surgery and all that, you know, enhancements and all that, you know.
I mean, I ain't even thinking about no enhancements. I'm just saying the person that I can recall, I don't know nothing about enhancements.
I got you. What about T.I.?
I mean, I got one of his t-shirts in the house.
I mean, but, you know, but yeah.
He a little slim. He a little lightweight.
Okay. Know? Speaking of lightweight, we watched BMF too. How'd you feel about BMF?
Oh, with the gangster people.
Yes.
I guess I gotta wait to get a little more into that. Yeah. It didn't move me.
Yeah,
didn't move me at all.
I mean, my whole thing with it is, it's like I feel like this is gonna spawn the wrong type of behavior. Like I think this show is gonna show kids like it's glorifying the life, and kids are gonna look at it because
I can come and I can turn my mama lights on.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is what I think. This energy is giving because it's giving you the energy like yo, like this. If you're going to do it like this.
Yeah, do it big.
Don't make my mistakes like this. You know, they giving niggas a blueprint. I don't like that because we got some under the impression people that watch TV.
Easily.
Yeah, because, I mean, this right here, grown men said this shit had made them want to go start selling dope again. I said, wow.
So if it wasn't that good.
People act like this shit was the holy grail. Like, I was watching online. I done watched this episode 3 times. Oh man, this shit is so good. This is what I'm like, bro. So this shit right here is having the wrong effect on people right around election time. I was wondering where the motherfuckers was.
It's just him.
Oh.
And more than likely he probably made a pit stop, but they claimed that he was waiting on the food, so.
Yeah, so. But yeah, man. So check out the BMF.
Easily distracted.
See exactly. Just like niggas, easily distracted. See if it's giving off vibes of glorifying the dope life. Because I didn't want to watch it for that reason. But you know, I watch TV. I'm a grown man. But if I was a kid or somebody young, this should have made me want to goddamn get in the game, bro.
Would it?
Yeah.
It ain't. I mean, but that's the thing. It's already got to be in you. Because to me, I just watched it and I was just like, this is some lame ass niggas selling dope. Like, they didn't do nothing that had inspired me to say, oh yeah, that's something. Or even say, I want to be with a nigga that's selling dope. Like, that ain't never really been my thing. Like, I don't know. I might have wanted somebody who worked at the hall because I, you know, being from Savannah. they make a lot of money and you ain't got to do it illegally. So, yeah, you can get that money.
The niggas be out there doing illegal shit, too.
They do illegal shit sometimes.
We seen season two of The Wire. Them niggas at the hall. Them niggas dirty as hell.
I mean, they could be. They got 2-3 households, and ain't nothing wrong with that.
2 or 3 households. Look at that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. It is something wrong with that. If you can finance all of that and everybody know their role, everybody know that. That's the thing in life.
So you would be accepting of that?
I didn't say what I'd be accepting of. I'm just saying.
So there's something wrong with it then. If you won't do it, it's something wrong with it.
I won't do a lot of shit that ain't nothing wrong with. I won't smoke no damn powder.
That's something wrong with that.
That it ain't something wrong with it for the people who doing it.
Hey, the ones that take it too far.
But like I said, I mean, people do what they do. I'm just saying. And if everybody know their role in life, it's a smooth transition. Mm. But when everybody want to get outside of what they supposed to do, then that's where you got the problems at.
Talking like you walk it. Walking like you talk it. Have the song go.
However it go, baby.
But y'all go ahead and check out that BMF. All this on Stars, produced by 50. You know what I'm saying? That was the end of the Power of the Season. Like I said, we'll see when the Tommy shit roll out. It's probably not going to roll out until after this BMF stuff is over with. But, you know, it's on. It's black stuff. I'm going to watch it. But I'm going to watch it with my third eye open. Okay.
Third eye.
Okay. Because your boy Lamar, the one that went into the place, the Coney place, and ordered the thing and said, nah,
slapping
Coney's
stuff around.
Hey, Lamar is an animal. Like, he's going to be a problem. We're going to see how they play this. Because I think he might be the, some things have been, added for, you know, theatrical purposes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Because maybe he was a boogeyman out there on the streets. I don't know. But shout out to them. It's all in Detroit. So, you know.
It's getting wild. It's going to get there.
Well, it's Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema with the BBC. We like to call around here is when me and Queen Germ, who are not classically trained actors, we did not study at Juilliard, we did not take acting classes, we weren't even in a drama club, but every week we come here and do a improv for you guys, and this week is no different. This one goes a little something like this. Woman has to pay child support to her ex. Queen Germ, are you ready?
Yeah.
Action. Man. Hey, you got that letter, right?
I'm looking at this shit right now.
Yeah, you got that letter, right?
So what that mean? I ain't giving you no money?
You seen what that what the judge said?
The judge can say whatever the fuck he want to say. I know one thing. I'm not giving you no money for no child support. Child support? Yeah. The same kids that I have?
No, as much
as you have them?
No, I have them more than you. Because you know all this hard work you do at your job, and they be at my house, so you ain't understand that.
But every time they come over there, I send them with money.
No.
Every time they come over there, I send them with food.
You don't understand. Every week, every month, you basically gone for a week. Mm-mm. So that extra week swung it in my favor. That I'm the custodial parent. You ain't looking. Look at a month. You got to go out for work.
What nigga want money from a woman? Want money from a woman?
It ain't about that. I got to take care of these kids.
And we was married.
I got to take care of these kids.
And we was married. So how is it that?
So hold on. I still got to take care of these kids while you gone.
You not doing nothing. These kids are too old for you to be having to take care of.
I still got
to
take care of them. They still got to be places and stuff. Listen, you out there chasing your career. That's why we're not married no more.
I'm not chasing my career.
Because you wanted to chase. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
I'm not chasing anything.
In your career. Exactly. But doing all that,
and that's why my dad told me not to marry your trifling ass.
Okay. No.
Should have never been with you.
I was cool with you doing that, but you wanted to keep going further and further. Enough wasn't enough. You wanted to.
Why can't I reach my goal?
Okay, so.
Just because you ain't got no plans with your life.
It ain't got nothing to do with that. I was tired of being at home by myself with just the kids by myself because you always gone. So look, you loved your job more than you loved us.
You got to give and
that's
take.
Why we had this situation.
No, it's not.
So like that man said, I need you to run me my 1285.
But you know what Tushar said? You a 1285. Bitch. That's what it is. Because ain't no real nigga want to get no money from no woman.
Call me what you want.
Ain't no real nigga want to get no money from no woman.
You excel at your job. And you just make sure you have my 1285 every month. Okay, that's fine. We ain't got to be going there. You ain't got to be all upset. It is what it is.
1285.
12 cent. That's
I give you 1825.
Okay. Hey, look.
That's what you want? Because if that's the type of nigga you is, you press.
Do what you got to do. I ain't pressed. I mean, hey.
Clearly.
You want
to
see it.
You done had to go and get a white man in my business.
I mean,
so listen, therefore you must
be
pressed.
I got the kids more times in the month.
We
could
have had a conversation. You ain't had to run this shit through
I'm
no court.
I'm just saying.
You ain't had to do all
you
that.
You was being irrational and everything, so that's why I just did it this way.
I'm irrational.
To be more civil.
I'm irrational.
I don't want no problems.
I'm finna be real irrational.
I mean, it's cool.
I'm finna be real irrational.
Listen, long as you stay employed, I'm getting my money.
Oh, I'm going to stay employed. That's what
well,
I'm going
to
do.
That's cool.
If so anybody can do that, I can do that.
Okay, well, look.
Because I do that well.
We'll keep it moving like it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
All right? Cut.
You ain't shit.
Bad Black Cinema, y'all. Did you feel the energy? Queen Jern got some, she took some pot shots in there. I felt it was some real came in there. I'm just going to let y'all know I felt it. But, you know, maybe that's just her acting. It got that good on
this
one.
Yeah, must have been. Or your feelings on your sleeve, like you said they not. Oh,
man, you know.
Oh. Because I don't understand what I could have said that was about you.
Well, it's time to move on to our next segment. Reading rap lyrics. We're going to read some rap lyrics, and the gimmick is we're going to read them in our white voice, our office voice, our proper voice. You know, that voice you use when you're trying to get something done. It's my turn this week, and this little fiddle goes a little something like this. You can find me in St. Louis, rolling on dubs, smoking on dubs, in clubs, blowing up like Cocoa Puffs, sipping bud, getting perved and getting dubbed, daps and hugs, mean mugs and shoulder shrugs. And it's all because accumulated enough scratch just to navigate it, wood decorated on chrome, and it's candy painted. Fans fainted while I'm entertaining. Wild, ain't it? How me and money end up hanging. I hang with Hannibal Lecter, so feel me when I bring it. Sing it loud. I'm from the Lou, and I'm proud. Run a mile for the cause. I'm righteous above the law. Player, my style's raw. I'm born to Mac like Todd Shaw. Forget the fame and the glamour. Give me the D's with a rubber hammer. My grammar be Ebonics. Gin, tonic, and chronic. Fuck bionic, it's ironic. Slamming niggas like Onyx. Lunatics till the day I die. I run more game than the Bulls and Sonics. That was the ghetto poet known with real name Cornell Hayes. We know him as Nelly. With his first single, Country Grammar, one of the songs I hate the most because he said, shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Pop. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, get this nigga the fuck out of here. This nigga talking about shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Pop.
He was loving it.
Nigga,
loving it.
No, I wasn't. But yeah, next week's Queen Jern turn, sure to be a front run.
Yeah, I know.
HBCU confession time. HBCU confessions when I go to their Twitter, grabs the tweets and rub them on Queen Jern. And she giggles. This one goes a little something like this. My man's penis isn't satisfying for me, so I cheat often. But I still love him. He got tired of my cheating for better dick, so he bought a giant strap-on. I can't take him serious now. LMAO. Prairie View. Queen Jern. React.
Basically, you don't love him because you don't love nothing about him, because it's like, okay, the nigga stuff ain't good.
It ain't satisfying.
It ain't satisfying. Mm-hmm. So the nigga going and bought some shit to try to knock you down.
Yeah, maybe this what you like.
And you still not satisfied. So it's like you laughing at a nigga who done put himself in a very vulnerable position.
Yeah.
So that means he love your ass.
Yeah.
That he know his dick is whack.
Yeah.
And he willing to go and get something to help you out.
Mm.
But you not appreciative. So you laughing at a nigga with a fake dick in his hand.
Damn.
Because he's done everything he can do. Okay, so he has done everything he knows how to do to please you, and you still not satisfied. So you don't like this nigga, you don't love this nigga, or nothing. So don't say I still love him. What do you love about him? Y'all want to be friends? Y'all want
to love his money? Probably he funny or some shit like that.
They ain't nobody got no money.
Or he might be a drug dealer.
He ain't got no money. He a drug dealer. Well, I ain't going there. But yeah, the man penis is not satisfying. Therefore, cheats often. And she ain't just say I cheat because
she said cheat often.
You ain't even got no self control to where you do the shit often. Every now and then. Like it's just
she once a often.
Year, twice a year. You not even on that type
damn,
of shit.
Like that
you
nigga,
on
a that nigga
I'm
like, yo,
somebody
what you,
on a rig.
What you doing tonight? Oh, where you was at? Oh, I was asleep.
Exactly.
Damn, bitch, Sleepy Beauty over there.
Exactly. I had worked hard today at the job.
You know why his dick ain't satisfying? Because your pussy ain't never closed up.
Don't do that. Because
you cheat often. That pussy goddamn at least get a nigga a shot. Goddamn, before you go see the nigga throw some vinegar and some lemon juice up in that motherfucker, tighten that bitch up or something.
Like I said,
you go into that motherfucker with that goddamn run that pussy, water, girl. That shit run shower. The fuck down. That's why it ain't satisfying. Ain't no nigga gonna be satisfying. Yo, goddamn.
Well, apparently somebody said
hot dog in the hallway having that pussy, girl. Shit.
Don't do that.
Damn. Ain't that man fault. Why is your pussy so big? It ain't his dick small. Why is your pussy so big?
See, that sounds like an insecure nigga. Because the woman never said his dick was small.
She said it's not satisfying. So why did he went buy a bigger strap-on then?
No, she didn't say.
She said he bought a strap-on.
A giant strap-on.
So that's what I'm saying.
So yeah, maybe. But it might just not be that it's little.
It might be that's why it's not long, satisfying. It ain't touching
so
that.
It ain't got no girth to it. It might be...
It
ain't
shorter,
and it
can
be a lot of things.
It ain't tickling
her.
Yeah, it ain't hitting that spot it need to hit.
I'm just saying.
She said, hey, I need that bottom knocked out, nigga. What you going to do?
Then might help, too. So step your dick up. That's what y'all saying.
Hey, step your fucking dick up. You heard what Queen Germ said.
That's what it is, then.
Go check their Twitter out. It's all over there, man. Keep it 100 time, Queen Germ. Do you have a keep it 100?
Yeah, man. I don't know if it's me, the years going by fast, or what, but it seems like some of y'all got more birthdays than a little bit.
100.
It's like a year. I mean, I keep checking, but I just feel like I just seen this nigga celebrating their birthday the other day. And it ain't like me when I'm celebrating from the 1st to the 31st.
Oh, nigga, you can't say shit then.
No, I'm saying it's not like that. I'm talking about the shit be like 8 months ago, you had a birthday. And
how you know I was reborn? Maybe I'm a Christian now. That's the day I was reborn, and I celebrate all my birthdays. Maybe I got baptized like 8, 5, 9 times, and every time I got
all I can tell you is some of y'all is having more birthdays than one a year. Some of y'all are. I mean, it's already bad enough some of y'all got too many damn pages with the same pictures and shit on there, like. You I don't know whether you forgetting your password.
Oh, nah, see, that's the thing. I don't accept nobody. If I'm already friends with you, and next thing I know, I get a friend request from you, and it look like the same picture, oh, I know your shit nigga got hacked. I don't accept shit. And if it is you, oh, fucking well, you better send me a message like, yo, Germ, this me. You remember that? Hey, because I don't play that shit. I be like, hey, I don't accept no. Because I'm like, man, I was like, why is my mama sending me a friend request? Oh, this guy, because she be clicking on every goddamn thing. So, yeah, y'all niggas stop clicking on all that shit. You're not getting a free iPad. They're not just giving away a free iPad,
they don't
okay?
Give away nothing.
They don't get nothing away except for goddamn the vaccine, nigga. That's the only thing you get free in this motherfucking world. You ain't getting no motherfucking iPad. They ain't giving no free iPhone for clicking this link. No, they're not giving you shit.
Nothing.
Don't
they
do
ain't
that.
Even giving you the $10 gift card to Walmart.
Thank
not
you.
They're
not
anything.
Getting that. Nobody's getting a $200 gift card to Target. And there's no, oh, get your Chick-fil-A. No, they stop falling for that bullshit in the Facebook Messenger goddamn things. Y'all motherfuckers crazy. That ain't my keeping 100. I'm sorry. It's just
yeah, you got on me. You got on my side. Yeah. Get your thing.
Yeah. But my keeping 100 go a little something like this, man. Y'all know Robert Kelly just found guilty on all counts, man. So R. Kelly's going to prison. This is just in New York. So this nigga finna get more time than the motherfucker. They said his ass couldn't read. That bitch gonna learn how to read now, because that motherfucker gonna be in prison for a long ass time. And I feel sorry for Kelly.
He gonna kill himself.
Oh, he definitely gonna kill himself, because he ain't gonna be able to handle it. That nigga just telling that nigga. His name gonna be Jukebox. They gonna be in that. They gonna be like, yo, Jukebox. Jukebox, come on here and sing a song for me.
I thought you were saying they was going to get him.
No, they're going to turn him into a jukebox.
Oh, I thought he was going to be jukebox.
But I want to know, all y'all people that are sitting back talking shit about R. Kelly, I want to look at some of the ones that work with this man.
Yeah, his accomplices, because that's what they were.
And I ain't talking about
the ones that helped him get away with the vile acts he did. I'm talking about the ones that worked with him knowing that he did this nasty ass shit.
100.
All y'all motherfuckers that work with y'all just as guilty. Y'all just as guilty. So if you work with R. Kelly after the Aaliyah situation, then you knew what the man was about. So if you gave him a dollar, help him make a dollar after the Aaliyah situation, you just as guilty as he was. You turned a blind eye.
But you turned a blind eye because Aaliyah mama turned a blind eye. He was making money.
Oh, her family, definitely. They not as innocent in there as they think.
They not innocent at all.
R. Kelly is a sick motherfucker. But he,
oh, yes.
But her family, y'all in on it too, nigga. Yeah. So I don't want y'all to think that y'all been absolved now that her music out there and all this shit. And, you know, that's great. But y'all was part of that too. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was like, I feel bad for Aaliyah. She was a tragic tale of the music industry. And I really wish her story would get told the real way to let these little young girls know that it's some snakes and sharks and motherfucking animals in this industry. And guys, y'all need to understand that will take advantage of you. That, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to do anything. If you're a good singer, be a good singer. You don't have to sing on your fucking back. And you fucking with somebody is not going to help you get up. Yeah, they may tell you that, but guess what? The word going to get around that, oh, she just been. So don't do that. So if you're a singer, sing. And you ain't got to fuck to sing. Know that. And like, yeah. I said, the music industry needs to change because it's the only industry where you can get robbed. Motherfucker can just sign all your take all your shit. And it's just like, oh, well, that's show business.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Ain't nobody being held accountable for that.
Yeah, exactly. There's no accountability in music. But then when a nigga come in there and start killing niggas, they like, oh, what happened? Nigga, you stole everything from me, nigga. And talking about that's just show business.
My whole soul in this. My whole life story is in this here. And you gonna get paid for it.
You got, like, they say Kanye under contract for the rest of his life or some shit like that. He got to keep making albums. They say he signed some fucking deal with this nigga. They basically own this bitch. He got to keep making albums to the rest of his fucking life. Like, yeah, they said Kanye in some kind of crazy ass deals. That's why the nigga
That's
just,
why he losing his mind.
Hell
and
yeah.
I lost it. One.
That's why I'm glad Andre 3000 walked away before he lost his fucking mind. Because he was on the deck. He was on deck. Because he was already out there wilding out. And that the industry was going to suck him in and turn him out. We don't know what happened to Andre. So I'm glad Andre 3000 out there playing the fucking fiddle and the goddamn clarinet in the middle of the airport. Just whatever. Just get away from the fucking music industry. Save your motherfucking self. So, yeah. So that's my keeping 100. Long and long-winded. Winner and loser time. Queen Germ, do you have any winners?
Anybody who going to get this Powerball that's coming up tomorrow.
Winner.
It's $570 million. It's been rolling over since June.
Jesus. Hashanama. Lord.
Powerball.
Look.
It's a whole lot of states in this thing.
Hey.
So,
Lord.
You too can be a winner.
Listen.
If you go ahead and pick the right numbers. It ain't but six.
If we win this money, I go to church every Sunday for the rest of my life.
Okay, Lord.
I go to church for the every Sunday for the rest of my life.
I'm going to play
my
numbers.
If we win this Powerball.
My numbers on the paper. My numbers are on this paper right here.
If we win this Powerball, I will go to church every Sunday for the rest of my life.
Lord Jesus.
Hey, look. Come on. Let's see it.
I'm trying to say now. You can't back out.
I won't.
And so if we get five out of six, you going to still go?
Oh, no, nigga. We got to get it all.
Okay, we got to get it all.
Got to get it all.
$570 million.
$570 million.
What if we get them all and we not the only winner?
That's still that's part if, of the deal.
Okay.
All
I right, mean, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
You don't be like, oh, we got to get the whole pot.
Nah.
So as long as we get a nice slab
yeah.
with a big. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because we doing annuity. We doing annuity. So every time.
We doing annuity.
Hell yeah.
Why?
That's the way to do it. Get more money. Why cut them a deal?
Okay.
You cut them a deal by taking a cash option.
I mean, behind 570, I think I can split up $570 million a
man,
year.
Man, you ain't going to get nothing but like 20. $170 million, $200 million.
It's 20, right?
Huh?
It's over 20 years that they pay
you? Yeah. You get it all. And you can, like I said, you can wheel it away.
Yeah.
Because you know what
that'd
it is.
That'd be $28.5 million a year.
Ooh.
I could do that.
And I still go to church and I be like,
you gonna give it 10%?
Hell no.
What?
Nigga, hell no.
I'm gonna give my 10%.
You get your 10%. I'm gonna still have my 10%.
I'm gonna give my 10%.
Go ahead. I'm not giving mine. I'm sitting there every Sunday be like, you know, I'll be like Marshawn Lynch, you know why I'm here. You know why I'm here. So just holding up my end of the bargain, I'll be sitting there, be like, hey, time to go. Pew, let's go. Hop in the Maybach. Let's slide. The driver's waiting.
Lord, we going to do right. We will be good.
You going to get your 10% from my wife.
I will give it up. I will give that 10% off of that. Yeah. Like, you talking about $570 million. That's only $57 million.
Why would you get a church $50 million?
I mean, I'm saying all the churches that I've been to, I can give $5 million to each one of them.
Why?
And everybody have something, and then it'll be a wonderful thing. I would have given all of what I needed to give to those churches.
And then I ain't giving no more now. I'll be like, yo, that's it. That's it. That's
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, what can you not do with $5 million?
Don't come to me no more for nothing.
You ain't want it.
In the Queen Germ Sanctuary, I'm saying all the sanctuaries got to be renamed after me. Just go ahead and say, or the person of my choice. You know what I'm saying? That would be the name of your sanctuary. But my winner is this guy. He had the most unfortunate situation I've ever heard of in my life. Okay, so he had a rare complication from a catheter, might have made this man ejaculate through his anus for 2 years.
And he's a winner?
Yeah, he my winner for getting it solved.
Winner.
Oh.
A man spent 2 years nutting out of his butthole before seeking help in a case that perplexed and impressed researchers. They say a team from the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston described a patient who sought out treatment after 5 days of pain in his balls and 2 years of substantial amount of semen shooting out of his rectum. When the 33-year-old man went in for a CT scan of his pelvis, doctors saw that he had a rectal prostate fistula, a rare condition where the body develops a hole that connects the rectum with the lower urinary tract and creates all kind of problems like shit in one's piss and vice versa. In this man's case, the hole created a new passageway for his sperm to travel. Instead of flowing out of his dick, as he might expect, it took a hard left out of his anus. I like how they use dick and then anus, like.
They want to make sure they weren't yes. redundant.
They say fistulas like this are usually caused by trauma, chronic urinary tract infections, surgery, or cancer. This patient's had an extended hospital stay 2 years ago, just before his problems began, where he was placed in a medically induced coma to recover from a cocaine and PCP overdose. My nigga was out there on one. Oh, man. So they said they hypothesized that an improperly inserted catheter during his hospitalization could have caused a trauma to his urinary tract and created the fistula. So the doctors were able to patch the hole with surgery, and he's made a full recovery. So that is why he's my winner, because he's made a full recovery, and it had to suck with nut shooting at your ass for 2 years. That shit had to feel fucking disgusting.
If he didn't damn get two that handle years. For 2 years. Your balls was hurting.
So hold on, now I wonder was he fucking, and then it just like and then shoot out the back.
Yeah, it's like what? That's wicked. That's wicked. Like you, no comment.
This nigga messing the sheets up.
Yeah. Like, you gotta be fucking in the shower then.
Bruh, like, yo, son, yo, you a wild boy, man. Just nut just dripping down your ass. You sitting there pounding. Oh, man, that gotta suck, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah you my winner, man. Got it fixed, winning, man. Now you're normal, man. Queen Jerry, got any losers?
Yeah, just doing some assessment at the job today. And I just, you know, just talking about some different things that have been happening. And I just really feel like people that are losers, you gotta be a loser when you could help somebody and it costs you nothing to help them, and you choose not to.
Loser.
Like, that speaks to your character. Because it's different when you got to sacrifice a part of yourself or something, you know what I'm saying, for somebody else. It's a decision you got to make, because you got to think about it. But if you know I can just put a stamp of approval on somebody and I can help their situation out, and you sit by and you do nothing, you a fucking loser.
Damn.
So all of y'all who could have helped somebody, and it would have been nothing but for you to do it, and you chose not to, and you sat by and allowed somebody else to suffer for your own selfishness, you a fucking loser.
Damn. Well, man, my loser's easy, man. Robert fucking Kelly's my loser.
Loser.
My nigga. Your ass must have been trying to buy NBC or something. They got damn.
Roped your ass up.
Bruh, you got racketeering charges. Bruh, boy, they fucked your ass over, nigga. Well, you fucked yourself over, but they threw some time at you. This is just in New York. He got other states he got to go get trial in. So,
Georgia.
Yeah, this nigga R. Kelly, man.
He ain't, hey, bro.
It ain't gonna end.
This but story, the thing, yeah, the story not gonna end good for you, bro. Uh-uh. Nah.
He might as well go in and let them people go in and give him lethal injection or something.
He better believe he can fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gonna fly.
12 play. Give us a little Abram. I'm talking about, hey. That nigga Abram.
He gave us some good music. I ain't even gonna lie.
Make some good music, but hey, you can't separate the art from the fucking artist. Nah, man. Not in his fucking case. Not when you fucking with kids.
I mean, y'all let Michael Jackson do his
Michael
thing.
Michael Jackson didn't do a goddamn thing. And we would not besmirch the name.
Now we fighting Michael about shit.
Jackson
on
this podcast when he didn't do a damn thing.
Okay.
What did he do?
Y'all know the man.
What did he do?
He was accused of sleeping with a
minister. He's an easy target. You know why? Because he's Michael fucking Jackson.
Okay. And if y'all have been brainwashed to believe that he didn't do nothing with nobody turned,
he didn't.
Okay. So Macaulay Culkin is a liar.
Macaulay Culkin said Mike never fuck with him. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Who? Ain't nobody ever said Mike fuck with himself with them little handicap. Now look.
Hold on.
Now let's be real here. If Michael Jackson gonna fuck a kid, he definitely ain't gonna fuck nothing with cancer and wheelchair and shit like that. Nigga, he gonna get him a healthy ass kid, and he gonna fuck a healthy kid. He not gonna fuck no dying kid, no kid. Man, y'all better stop fucking with Mike like that. Y'all trying to act like my nigga, if he wanted to fuck some kids, he damn sure ain't gonna fuck the ones they were goddamn saying that he was gonna fuck. Well, Let's just keep it real.
Why wouldn't he?
Because he had
quality.
Mike liked nice things. He would have fucked Macaulay Culkin if that was the case. Why not fuck Macaulay Culkin? Home Alone. You fuck him. Fuck the little nigga from Ninja Turtles, Corey Feldman. Fuck him. Fuck like the little nigga with AIDS that was Mike's friend, Ryan White. Mike ain't never fuck him.
Because he didn't want to get AIDS.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Y'all better stop acting like Mike was like Mike. Y'all, look, little
Mike
kid.
Mike had some other things.
No, he didn't.
On.
Mike was a nigga's nigga. He's from Gary, Indiana. You better check up on Mike's resume, man. Mike is a
like
nigga.
Michael.
They said Mike loved KFC chicken. He used to go around and
kids.
Oh, stop it. See, like I said, we're not going to do this, man. Look.
You're not going to talk about R. Kelly.
No,
nah,
but that's what I'm saying. But Mike Jackson ain't never did shit. That's the thing.
Michael Jackson died before his stuff came
they
out.
They killed him. He ain't die. They killed him.
Okay. I can go
because they wanted that fucking music. They wanted all that shit he on. He on Eminem music, the Beatles music. He on some powerful niggas music. They hated that a nigga owned the most powerful white people in music history. He owned all that shit. They had to kill that man. Roofing all.
Who got his stuff now?
Oh, the family sold that shit. They got it back now. Niggas got their shit back now. Ain't that crazy how the world works?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now they, Mike Jackson was a junkie. Mike wasn't no fucking junkie. Y'all had this shade tree ass doctor in there just goddamn shooting the man up with shit. They killed this man, bro. But anyway, man, y'all got me all on a goddamn Michael Jackson tangent.
So who you loser, nigga?
I said R. Kelly was my loser.
Oh, you did. My bad. That's how we got on to Mike.
Yeah, you just brought Mike name. And I hate when niggas start to throw Mike in with R. Kelly. Like, they ain't the same.
They not. They not the same.
Everybody seen R. Kelly fuck that little girl. It was just accusations.
Wait.
Oh, you seen it, nigga. Yes. Yeah. Wait.
He peed on it.
And he fucked her. What are you talking about?
I didn't see all of that.
Okay. But don't tell nobody you've seen that child pornography, just so you know. Yes.
I didn't know what was going to be on the tape.
Exactly. That was one of the most wildly sold tapes that year, and that was child pornography. Niggas in there. Niggas in the barber. Oh, and I got that niggas bootleg, man. I'm like, why the fuck?
I got that R. Kelly.
I was like, man, what in the world?
You brought it to me.
Hey, man, listen, man. I found it on the street. I didn't know what it was.
You brought it to me, nigga.
It was unmarked. I didn't know what it was. I was like, why is it like 7 people in here watching this at the same time? Everybody.
I had never seen no porn like that. I had never seen no porn before in my life.
Oh, listen to it. So your first porn was an R. Kelly porn?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Hey, well, that'll be the show this week. Queen Jern, let's rate your show. whoa.
I mean, you...
Come on, let's rate your show.
Okay, I'm going to rate my show at a 9. 9.0 for all the fun we've had tonight.
Man.
How about you?
In honor of the date that this comes out, I'm going to go with a 10. I think it come out on 10-1.
It does.
So, yeah. I'm going to give
unless
it a...
Unless you're a Patreon.
Yeah, unless you're a Patreon, you're going to get that on that 9:30. But, you know, I'm going to give it a 10 this week. I don't know why I gave it a 10. I just feel like we had a good show this week. It was funny. I had a good time. You know, topics were good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give it a 10. A rare 10.
A rare 10.
Yeah.
You know, it was I wasn't trying for it to be a 10 mm-hmm. show. It just seemed to happen. It just flowed into one. Yeah, it just happens. So yeah. Well, did I ratings? Did it? Well, it's time for Queen Jeremy. Do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city. My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue. Short T. Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch. RT3, my nigga J. Will. Stax, Mad Static, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, the good brother 12 Kyle, 12 Kyle Podcast. Go check that out. You got Eclectic Discussion Podcast, my good brother Eclectic, the two richest black men I know. I heard they was paying off somebody's, you know, tuition for some. They pick a HBCU every year, these two, and they pay off like a student's tuition. So you know,
have a student next year.
So shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? they that's just what they do. They're humanitarians, good guys, man. So if you're a college kid, hit up at Eclectic. He was paying. You know, submit your video. It could be you. You know what I'm saying? So check them out. Shout out to Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network. You got Dr. Cam, you got the disrespectful motherfucker MJ. Long live K Law, the truck driver. Always go check out the brothers over there. Got some good news, guys. The Black Pod Squad is getting close. Be Easy is knocking things off the list. So it should be coming to life soon. Just keep an eye out for that. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis, the Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game Podcast. Funny story, y'all. Me and Uncle Dolomite have been going back and forth in the comments. It was this one picture of a kid with a mullet. And we have been talking about things he have been doing since Sunday. So it's been going on. Like, it's just been, it might have been Saturday. We just been going back and forth like, oh, he got camo in his closet. Or this nigga drink, pick out a Pepsi dispenser. Like, because the little kid had the mullet. A Joe Dirt mullet, and this shit was fucking epic. So it's just been funny that we've been in the background just going back and forth with that. Hilarious. Shout out to Del P in the Man Cave. Shout out to Ringo, the We Need to Talk podcast. That's out. Check that out. Me and Queen Germ did an episode on that. So when time you hear this, it came out Wednesday. So go check that out. It's called We Need to Talk 23. Look for that episode, Queen Germ and myself on it. Shout out to Big Smash, Bet the House. Shout out to Glenn and Her, the Glenn and Her podcast. Real quick about Glenn, I know I'm making my shout outs long tonight. He and J. Del Negro did a pop up podcast called Light Skin Privilege. They put light skinned people back 100 years. Like, these niggas are so fucking ignorant. Like, this is one of the most ignorant shows. Like, this is it's a very dark skinned show. Because these niggas ignorant as hell. And but shout out to them. It's very funny, though. Check it out. Any other podcast to fuck with us, man, shout out. Tackles Know-It-Alls. Who else? Cool Out Corner. Anybody else to fuck with us. Over at that site, Claw and All the Gang. Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Sleazy Black Farmer. I say Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More. CG24, shout out to Texas T. Anybody else to fuck with us? Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody else to fuck with us? The long way, short way, no way at all. Shout out to y'all, man. Man, Queen Jern, another show in the books. I feel good about this one. Kind of long, but you know. They'll like it.
Yeah, it was fun.
We didn't have the problem.
Jam-packed.
Yeah, we didn't have the HBCU problem. It's going to be satisfying. We're not going to need the giant strap-on for this
one. We don't.
Nah, we're coming swinging the big stick with this one. Swinging the big stick.
Very satisfied.
Very. No need to cheat.
They're going to be begging for more.
Begging for more. No need to cheat.
Okay.
And if you're begging for more, man, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, comment on the Frocast. Don't forget about our voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon if you join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch.
Got a lot of nice things.
Shirts, man. I mean, you know, it's hoodie season coming up. Buy your own hoodie, women. You ain't got to steal his hoodie. Buy your own hoodie. Make him steal your hoodie. You come through with a nappy afro hoodie, something that we got in the store, them niggas gonna be like, yo, where you get that shit from?
Uh-huh.
They gonna steal your shit.
Fellas, let's start stealing their shit. We can't even wear their shit, but just steal their shit. No. Take their shit, nigga. No. Let them niggas be missing their shit. See how it feels. You know what I'm saying?
Now you want some tit for tat.
I'm not saying tit for tat. I'm just saying we need to change the game. You know what I'm saying? Let them feel our pain.
Whatever you say, sir.
Yes. So on behalf of everybody at the Fro Nation, 475 episodes. I just realized this is 475. We're 25 away
from 500. We got
25 away
from 25 weeks.
Yes. Like we got to do it big. We got to do it big.
To plan a really big.
You want to do a live show to 500?
Yes.
Like we do it like on what? Like
whatever.
We could do a live show for 500.
We got to.
You know what I'm saying? Beezy, you don't have to be there to be on the man of boards and everything. But that'll be dope. So we think about, we'll see how way we can hammer it out to do a live show on 500.
I mean, we got to be somewhere, though.
What you mean?
You don't want to be, like, live from New York.
It depends, man. It might be, you know, 6 months from now. That's what, man, what might that is? February, this, March?
Yeah.
It's around tax season. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Spring. It might be around spring break time.
Who knows? But yeah, but 475. But
I'm looking forward. I'm
just talking about it. Just in the infancy stages. Not making no promises. But yeah, man. This your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast. And I'm out this bitch, man.
Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com